After you first power on the unit, and you've waited the 2 or 3 minutes for it to boot up, a tutorial will automatically be launched, and you need to go through it initially because it enables you to configure your unit how you would want it. So let's pretend I'm going through the tutorial. I'll launch it now.
Microsoft tutorial. Welcome to the BrailleNote Touch. Press the rightmost thumb key. There are a number of ways to read and navigate using BrailleNote Touch, including using the physical keyboard, the touch screen with gestures, or the innovative Touch Braille virtual keyboard. For this first example, you can use the well-known thumb keys located across the front edge of BrailleNote Touch. The 4 thumb keys from left to right are previous, left, right and next. Previous and next will navigate forward and backward by item or control, and left and right will pan or scroll the refreshable Braille display when reading. An item or control can be activated simply by pressing one of the touch cursor routing keys located directly above each cell of the refreshable Braille display. Using the thumb keys, locate the Next button on the screen and activate it using a touch cursor routing key to proceed, or the Exit button to exit this tutorial and begin using BrailleNote Touch. Next button.
I'll go to the next button.
Exploring BrailleNote Touch.
And all I'm doing to read these is just navigating using the Next thumb key.
Let's get to know your BrailleNote Touch. With the BrailleNote in front of you either on your lap or on a table, along the front edge of BrailleNote Touch you already located the 4 thumb keys. In the middle of the thumb keys are 3 buttons. The left button shaped like a triangle is your back or exit button. The circle button is your home button which will always take you to the BrailleNote's main menu. The square button is your context menu button. Holding the square button down for a couple seconds will bring up the recent apps list showing you a list of your currently opened applications. Moving to the left edge of your BrailleNote Touch you will find furthest away from you a micro USB port. This port is used to charge your BrailleNote Touch, as well as connecting to computers for transferring of files. In front of this port is a button with a slight indentation. This is the lock/unlock button. Quickly tapping this button will either lock or unlock your BrailleNote, and if your BrailleNote is completely off, holding this button down will power it on. In front of the lock/unlock button are the volume up and down buttons. Moving to the back edge of your BrailleNote Touch, at the back left corner you will find the USB port. Next to it is your SD slot, and lastly you will find an HDMI port. The HDMI port is used to send the BrailleNote's visual display to a separate television, monitor, or projector. On the right edge of BrailleNote Touch are 2 ports that feel similar. The one furthest from you is the microphone jack. Next is a headphone jack, and the button with a raised dot on it is an action button. This action button has different functions depending on the app you are using. For example, when using the Victor Reader book reading application, this action button serves as your play/pause button. Next button. The physical keyboard. BrailleNote Touch includes an optional physical keyboard that can be used for writing and also for full keyboard navigation of apps. For example, space with dot 1 will move backwards and space with dot 4 will move forward by item or control similar to using the previous and next thumb keys. Pressing Enter activates an item similar to pressing one of the Braille touch cursor routing keys above the cells of the refreshable Braille display. Space with E will exit an operation or navigate back to the previous step. Space with H will provide contextual help for navigation or command instructions. BrailleNote Touch also includes a powerful feature called first letter navigation. By simply pressing the first letter of any item or control, it is possible to quickly move directly to that item. Pressing N, for example, will move directly to the next button below. Next button. Braille preferences. Please select literary, contracted, or computer, uncontracted, Braille for both input and your Braille display below. To do this, navigate to the different drop-down lists and press Enter to open the choices.
Okay, so I'm going to scroll through the options.
You preferred Braille grade for entry, literary Braille.
That'll do me. Now, if I wanted to change that, I press the cursor routing key above here and go through the list, but I don't want to change it.
Preferred Braille grade for display, literary Braille.
That'll do me too.
Computer Braille table, English UK Libluie.
Now, I've changed that to that. You can also have
English US Libluie, English UK Libluie. Français unifié le bleu.
Okay, so you can have different language options.
English UK le bleu.
So we'll take it back
soft
to how
tutorial.
It was.
Computer Braille table. English UK le bleu. Little Braille table. English UK Duxbury Grade 2.
That'll do me.
Next button.
That'll do me very nicely.
Using the touch screen. Braille Note Touch provides the ability to interact with the device using only the touch screen that can be accessed by lifting the physical keyboard. It is also possible to write in Braille using only the touch screen using an innovative feature called Touch Braille.
Go past that.
Exploring by touch and gestures.
This is something I didn't cover in the previous review.
Exploring the screen is also possible by simply using a single finger or by using some basic gestures on the touch screen. Pressing the previous and next thumb keys at the same time will switch between Touch Braille and Explore modes. When in Explore mode, simply move a single finger around the screen to locate various items and tap twice quickly with a single finger to activate the item. To perform a long press of an item, tap twice quickly and hold your finger on the screen.
And it gives you more
swipe
helpful
left
gestures.
Or right with a single finger to navigate to the previous or next item.
And we'll go to the next button.
Next button, Editing Basics. At any point, you can use first letter navigation to quickly find an item in an app. Type the first letter of the item you are looking for, and Braille Notes Focus will jump directly to that item. If you want to type information into an edit box or form, you will first need to activate edit mode. Similar to forms or focus mode used by many screen readers, simply press enter or double tap on an edit box. You will hear a rising tone to signify that edit mode is active. You will also see the Braille cursor appear between the edit box brackets on your Braille display. Note that if you are exploring the screen and double tap on an edit box, Touch Braille will automatically be activated and you can immediately begin typing. When finished, you can easily leave edit mode by pressing the exit command or button, space with E or the left arrow key on the front of your Braille note. Even easier, you can simply navigate to the next or previous item using your next or previous thumb keys. Edit mode will be disabled automatically and you can use first letter navigation again. Note that if you had previously been using Explore mode to double tap on an edit box, Touch Braille will be deactivated when you leave edit mode, so you can continue exploring the screen with your finger.
We'll go past
next
that
button.
And go to the next option.
Typing in Computer Braille.
Now this allows you to learn about Computer Braille, so we'll skip that.
Next button, 8-dot Computer Braille.
This gives you the opportunity to practice writing in Computer Braille, so
next
we'll
button.
Skip that.
Begin using Braille Note Touch.
Okay.
Congratulations. You are now ready to begin using Braille Note Touch.
Thank you very much. Now, after the tutorial has been dealt with and you've adjusted how you want, there is an Android setup wizard which automatically launches. Now, this enables you to control things like Bluetooth connectivity, Wi-Fi, the brightness of the screen, whether you want any visual indications of the screen to show at all. Now, in my case, I don't need any because I've got no vision at all, so no use to me. And you know, also control things like how soon the Braille Note Touch actually falls asleep when it's inactive. Does it lock after 30 seconds, 5 minutes, 2 minutes, half an hour? Whatever you like, you can adjust this within the Android settings. A number of great changes have been made to Keysoft, and especially within the Word and email apps. So let's launch Keyword again.
Word processor. Keyword. Keyword menu. Create.
Let's do that.
Loading. Please wait 3 full stop. Edit box.
I'm going to type again.
This is a...
Now,
document.
I've disabled the key click mode because I don't need that now.
I hope you are well and smiling all day.
Okay. Now, if I want to save that, I can either do S with Enter, and this will save it automatically as a docs file, or I can do Backspace with Enter.
Edit box. Enter file name.
I'm going to call it
I hope
you are well.
Docs File type drop-down list.
Okay, it's automatically come up with docs and docs is displayed on the Braille display. Now I'm going to press a cursor routing key to go through the list.
Docs.
You can save it as docs.
Doc. Not ticked.
Doc.
RTF. Not ticked.
RTF.
BRF. Not ticked.
BRF. That's a Braille file.
BRL. Not ticked.
Okay, so if I wanted to select any of that, let's save it as an RTF file.
Not RTF. Not ticked.
So I press a cursor routing key.
RTF. File type drop-down list.
And then...
Save button.
I go to the save button and press the enter key or a cursor routing key.
An edit box.
And that's saved. So that's it. So, you know, that's very flexible within Keyword. And also what they've done is because files are automatically saved into print formats, as in docs or doc files, there's no longer the problem of having to back translate files from proprietary Braille formats to Word formats. But also you have the ability to format your text as well. I've created a very stimulating document to show you this. Let me open it and show you. I've selected open.
Key files. Large print. I hope you are well. Tech Talk demonstration document.
That's the one I want. So let's launch that.
Loading. Please wait 3 full stop. Edit box.
We can go to the top.
Top.
Now what I've done here is I've underlined the first title or whatever, you know, I've underlined it and I've want to check the format attributes, and I can do that by pressing dots 3 and 5 with the space bar.
Alert font style. Normal. Underline Times New Roman. Black 12.0 close. Modify.
I'm going to close that.
Close button. Edit box.
Okay, so that first sentence or whatever is underlined. Now if we go underneath.
Today, I went shopping and purchased sausages.
Okay. Today, I went shopping and purchased, colon, has not been underlined, centered, or messed with in any way. Let me confirm.
Alert font style. Normal Times New Roman. Black 12.0 close. Modify.
Close it.
Close button. Edit box.
Now, what I've done underneath is I've written a list of things I went to shop for. But what I've done is I've changed the spacing to double and I've also made a bulleted list as well. So let me just go through this.
Sausages.
And we'll confirm that's exactly what I've done.
Alert font style. Bulleted list double line spacing Times New Roman. Black 12.0 close. Modify.
We'll close again.
Close button. Edit box.
So by doing clever things like highlighting and then adding format attributes, I can do clever things with this document that I wasn't able to do in previous versions of Keysoft. So then that concludes my demonstration of the Braille Note Touch, and I hope you've enjoyed listening. Thank you.